your voices unto him.
Hallelujah, Wayne.
Come on into the God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For with our breath in our mouths, we shall to fear wrath. We shall praise you for the abundance of your excellence and for your many Esha the blessings. You shout upon Israel, for we have the higher, the liveliness of the living Torah, and the Torah speaks of you, Yah. We shall praise you, for we are alive. We know that from the grave we cannot praise you, Yahweh. As long as you give us breath, you have the power of life in our physical beings, and cause our minds to operate. We can lift our hands and our voices. We total you for Yahshua the Lamb. We total Yah for Yahshua. We total Yah for the life of Yahshua. We total Yah for the excellence of his living Torah, Yahshua the Lamb. We delight in your imat, your truth this day. Fill us all, revive us, and renew us this Shabbat, this time of refreshing, this time of a great Shabbat, that we may delight in the excellence of the knowledge and revelation of Yahshua the Lamb. We rejoice, Israel, God, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may I, the revelation of Yahshua, speak to you today. Shalom. You may be seated. Shalom, Israel. I certainly do take delight in the excellence of our Abba, and all that he grants unto Israel, the knowledge, the understanding to walk in the light of his imats, his truth, and whereby the revelation of the profoundness of his truth is revealed unto Israel, that we rejoice in the inward parts. When a man begins to rejoice, then there is an excellence about his character. His persona is one that personifies the excellence of the character of Yahshua the Lamb. For in Yahshua we find the power and the strength of Almighty Yahweh. So this day that Yah has granted unto us, I will rejoice in it. And I will be exceedingly glad. As we see the cataclysmic mayhem upon the earth, as we see the very catastrophic that are taking place, it is a generation that has cursed Yah. And the Norbi, the prophet Jeremiah, says, as Yah instructed him, he says, curse be every man that obeys not the commandments, the instructions, the counsel of Yah according to my brits that I have made with Israel. He say, for that man, his house, and everything that he lay his hands upon, it shall be cursed. And we as a people, we have gone from a cursed kind of mentality. For the hands of the wicked have laid hands on us. We have taken doctrines, beliefs, that we believe that was, that they were from Yah. And they had originated from the bosom of corrupt men that defied the Torah or the Imad, the truth of Yah. You can never have a Mishra, a government, without the form of discipline. And this is an undisciplined generation. And the reason it is undisciplined, because it has no life. It is a generation that is full of darkness. we're beginning to see the little glimmer of light began to fade. For you can simply look at your own life and see if there's the power of the awe, the enlightenment of Torah, the delight of Torah, the satisfaction that Torah brings to one's life, the euphoric that it generates in the minds of those when they hear the things of Yah, they get excited. This is a vile and a corrupt generation. You don't have to look to the world. You can do an introspective research in your own damnable wicked hearts. And you will find some of the most vilest, some of the most unclean acts and deeds that can be perpetrated by one that's supposed to be walking in the light of the morality, the constitution, the government of Yahweh. We are a people that's full of rebelliousness. I'm not going to take down you that know me. Realize that. For it must be declared unto Israel what it's going to take to enter into the kingdom. Now you can continue to walk in your superficial ideology, your corrupt mannerism, your vile ways that are putrefied before Yah, and you think you enter into the kingdom. You are a deceiver and you are a liar. For the word of Yah commands us to search the scripture, the scroll. For in them you think you have eternal life, and you are the ones that testify of Him. The testimony of Yah is the living power and the strength of Yahshua. There is no other testimony. Your verbiage of expression of what He has done, that's not the testimony. The testimony of Yah is the living power and the strength, the visibility of Yahshua, not some Christo, not some God that has been formed in your belly, and the God that directs you from the paths of the Torah of Yah. That is not the revelation of truth. We are contending for the revealed power of Yahshua. We look through a glass darkly. We cannot see the totality of this one that was manifested to take away the sins of Israel and the world. And so there is no profoundness to our life, our lifestyles, unless there's the revelation of Yahshua. We are a people that's been dumbed down because we've allowed the mastery of deception to teach us. We've allowed our own inner hearing and our own thoughts to direct us. And the Torah is what directs Israel. You can see in the better side of things when they began to walk in their own imaginations. They began to develop their own concepts outside of the Torah of Yah. You can see the devastation that fell upon them. And for some reason, with the arrogance of this nation and the people that dwell here, we think that it's going to pass us. We are deceived. It is the love of man, it is heart that is deceitful above all things. And your own love is desperately wicked. Who can know it but Yah? And because He knows it, He must govern it. Do you understand the simplicity of those words? Because He knows the love, the heart, the inward workings of man, only Yahweh can govern it, whereby it abides by the stipulations, the ordinance that will bring forth the fullness of His light in us. And that is the visible power of the word of Yah. There's no power among those that call themselves Israel. They walk in a weakly and beggary ruach. Their spirit is weak. They walk in a beggary kind of a posture. It is not one of the strength of resurrection of power. That's what Yahshua in the grave 3 days, three nights. He was resurrected by the life of the power of the word of Yah. He got up. Yet we are not getting up from the cauldron of darkness and wickedness that is so pervasive in our minds. Why do you think I pray Yah raise up the Norby in one nation? Look, if He raise him up in Australia, before the seed of Israel will hear His voice. Not these superficial deceived dogs birthed out of hell, birthed out of some kind of consortium of religious pomposity. Not them. They must come from the belly and the bosom of Yah. Is that where Yahshua came from? Did not Yah say, here am I, before I formed in the belly of your mother's womb, I knew you? Did he not raise him up to be a voice, to be an oracle unto Israel? He must. If it's not so, we're going to all fade away. Fade away. We must have the identity of the ministry that Yahshua left upon the earth. Hallelujah. For it brings us into the perfect Torah, the perfect law, the perfect ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. And so that's why I pray that prayer. Where is he, Yah? Raise him up. When he walks on these grounds, you don't have to know him, but I will know that he stands in the might and the power of the Most High. I will know that. It is time, Israel, that we began to focus on the things that are above, for those are the only things that produce life. That's why we're empty and dead. You can look at one another. You do not see the personification of life. You see this dull illusion. That's what you see. You see no light of the power of Yahshua. You see no visage of Yahshua. When they look upon his face, it was like light. When they looked upon the face of Moshe, that was light. Our minds are so full of darkness. How do you think light is going to come out of something that is Hoshak? Hoshak, that is so dark that you can literally feel it. What are you saying, preacher? We walk in such dark conscience that when we enter the presence of one another, that you can sense and feel the darkness of the mind. You can even sense your own darkness. But you're an arrogant beast. And there is no repentance among a people that's arrogant and haughty and feel with their own damnable wicked ways. They don't see their darkness, because that kind of darkness, you can't see anything. They can't see. Just a little light caused the eyes to begin to dilate, and you began to recognize things that are in the way. But this is a dark generation. It's full of darkness. And there's only one light that's going to shine, Israel. And that is the power of the living truth. The Torah of Yah. It must shine through. We must walk in the Torah of Yah. Not from a physical perspective, but one that is inwardly. That translates unequivocal. No falsehood, no duplicity, no falsehood, no variance, no shadows. That our external being, or our physical manifestation, that when men look upon us, they have questions. Who is he? Who is this one? Who is this one that talks? But you are so worldly. We look like the world. You act like the world. You think like the world. And you're wicked like the world. You walk in the spirit of Roshah. You are criminals against Yah. Oh, I am going to finish my message. It is the word of Yah. As I pondered all this week, I did not even know if I wanted to finish this. But it is amazing how Yah will redirect us back to things that we think that there is an understanding, and we have no understanding at all. This is one of the very few weeks that I've had very little time to spend in Scripture. Because I've been laboring with the brothers intensely, because there were things that we needed to get done. And there are things that we must finish in order, when the other responsibilities began to roll in, then we can take care of those responsibilities with fair equity. Hallelujah. That we will labor together. And the labor of a tzaddik man, of a righteous man, it is one that is sweet. And the sweat that flows from his face, it is sweet. I told a Yah that I can sweat. I do. I am glad that I can sweat. I am glad that it flows and the putrefied stench flows out of my body. I am glad that I can. And so as I pondered, as I read articles in the newspapers, and different slants and opinions, and that's all an opinion is, it is making a judgment. And as I saw the tremendous chaotic mindset of this generation, I was speaking to the brothers yesterday, and there's a town or a high school in Wisconsin. It is called Glucrest. And there was a pact formed between these suburbanite young girls that they all would get pregnant. It made no difference by whom. It did not make any difference who impregnated them. The fact of the matter, one went to a homeless man. Now this is what is generated in these cauldrons of whoredom. Your children's minds are trained by these perverts out of hell. And their thoughts are vile. And you give your children over unto these putrefied dogs. And you think you love them. You're a damn liar. You're a flat out fool. You don't even know what love is. And so these 17 young girls, they formed a pact that they would all get pregnant. Do you know why they got pregnant? Because they wanted what they called love, unbiased love toward them. You understand this is a generation without the Ahava of Yah. I can see, as I said, that when I finish this message, I will be gone on one that instructs us, because iniquity avon shall arise. The Ahava, the love of many, shall wax cold. And so you have this juvenile mindset that what they equate love with is trinkets and things, because they have been trained by the masters of deception. They have been given over unto the televisions of darkness. Their minds are shaped by the devious powers of hell. You might as well hear it. It is the truth. You can reject it to your own damnation. It is just like Israel when they would take their sons and daughters and they would offer them to the fires of Molech at Molcham. And so you allow these pedophiles and these that have been birthed by hell, raised up by Shaitan, to implant in the minds of your sons and daughters, and you as well, this form of this perception of what life is. It is not the higher. It is not the high of Almighty Yah. And so we see their jubilation. It is false. It is superficial. There's nothing to it. It is just a reactionary form of action. Everyone is doing it, so they all are doing it. And so the minds have been trained by Shaitan to do one thing. To reject truth. They are forever learning. They understand the genetic pattern of man, DNA. They can alter, they can change. They can create clones and create the type of life they want. But yet they're never able to come to understand the fullness of the Emet, the Torah power of Yah that rests in man. That He will establish the very power of the kingdom of Yah within this physical realm. That's how it's going to be done. He is still going to use man. He is still going to establish Israel. He is still going to use man, unless you don't believe the accounts. For when Yahshua come to set up the kingdom, there shall be natural people on the earth, and they shall labor and they shall work. It's either a false lie You just do not understand the revelation of Scripture. And so he's going to use man. And that's what he's using today, man. To establish the power of his image. We cannot continue to ever learn and never come to the revelation or the knowledge of his image, his truth, that it frees us, that we are free. We are people in bondage. The world binds you. You're bound by their magazines, their material, the perception, and other lusts enter in, and it chokes out the word of Yah. And that's why you have no power of the life of Yahshua, because you're lustful. The deceitfulness of riches, the cares of this life, this world, you care more about appeasing the world. You care more about presenting an image to the world that is acceptable. To hell with the world. To hell with them. That's what Yah is going to say to them. Remove yourself from me, you children of hell. This is a generation that has been birthed. And it's a generation of children of sorcery. They bewitch. It's a generation of children of whoredom. It is an illegitimate birth. They are not birthed by the Torah instruction or the Torah delight. There is no Torah power resonating in them. And so they're the children of whoredom and sorcery. And that's why they engage in sorcery without any compulsion as to any conviction at all. You don't have to teach them to do wrong. They're just wicked from birth. They're born to do wickedly. Well, the parents have no knowledge and no love for Yah. Well, how will you know they love Yah? Because they keep his mitzvah. You are a flat out damn liar. You have no truth in you. If the commands of Yah, you can find your whole house. They teach differently, but the scripture tells us. If a man says he loves Yah and keeps not his mitzvah, it's not what I say. He's a liar. And the imatz, the truth of Yah, is not in him. He has no imunah, no faith. And so we have learned how to choose things that are acceptable unto us through this corrupt prism of religious concept. Everyone has their own religious concept because they all have their own gods. It is not of Yah. There's only one great one. And he is the Most High. And in him you will find our Yoshaka. And that Yoshaka, our Savior, is Yoshua. And it is the power of his word to save. Do we understand what he wants us to do? Do you understand that? Don't answer, please. There's only one thing that he wants us to do. One! Just one thing! It's so simple that we're ignorant. We don't think on the simplicity of the word. What is it, preacher? He wants us to simply believe him. Trust, have faith. Without faith, it is impossible. We trust everything but him, don't we? Come on, brothers and sisters. We trust everything but him. We trust every wicked one, but we don't trust him. Someone can speak to you, your damn wicked sons and your whorish daughters and your vile kinsmen, and you will believe what they say. Oh, she wants to do right. Oh, he wants to love Yah. And they're full of lies. We have no power to discern. And Yah speaks to you about them. You will not believe him, but you believe them, don't you? You can sit here and you're damned, but hypocrisy means nothing to me. Nothing at all. Well, you talk like that. Well, the rappers talk to your children like that all the time. It calls you call your daughters what you will call a female dog. And they pop their hips to it. Do you understand that? They raise their little children on the vile, abominable filth in their homes. So don't tell me how to speak grammatically, or you being one that speaks so properly or eloquent, I will use a superlative that are reasonably simple, that you may understand. Let me draw your attention unto Almighty Yahweh. There's no truth in the land. That's why we better pray, raise up the Novi, the prophet, the man of strength and power. Is it you, preacher? No, it's not me, but I will know him when he comes. All right? I'll be a witness on to that one that will stand for truth. Hallelujah. That's why I say to that's why Yah, he despises effeminate men. And those are men that are mischievous. Men that have no power. Listen, I want you to hear this. I want to get into my message. And this is true still. The reason he despises effeminate men is because they have disallowed the head of the authority or the mishrah that operates in them, the government. The scripture says that Yah is the head of Yeshua. Yeshua is the head of man. It did not say an Israelite. It did not say a Canaanite. But he is the head of Adam. He is the head of one that he has breath in. He is the head of Adam. Well, what is a man? One that has the breath and the living power of Torah in them. He brought something from clay, but he put something in it. He breathed breath in him and he became a living nefesh, a living soul, a being in the entire image of Yah. That's what he was. And this is the putrefied image what we see today. And so when a man rejects the authority of HaMashiach, he has no living truth in him. He can talk all he wants to, but it means nothing. He can speak eloquence and orator that draws the ears of the world, but he has nothing. The world is mesmerized with this man that we call Mr. Obama. It makes no difference who's in there, whether it's Mr. McCain or Mr. Obama. They will proceed to that office by one strength that they all possess. Can I tell you what it is? Will you believe me if I tell you? Will you believe me? They are all liars and capable liars. And we know that Shaitan was a liar from the beginning. Why? Because he did not abide in the Emet, the truth. And so when one doesn't abide in the Emet, the truth of Yah, they're liars. I don't care if it's Bishop Johnson or Pastor Roberts. He must abide in the Torah of Yah. It is about the immutability of Almighty Yahweh that he cannot lie. He cannot. And they're liars. They may not understand the deception of that, but that's what they are. And we have all participated in that arena. We all have been a part of that superficial activity. And now the revelation of Yeshua comes to make us free. Now you don't forget that. You don't forsake that revelation. And begin to draw back on those ritual traditions that make void the power of His Torah. You're not going into the kingdom without trusting Him. I don't care what you say. You must believe on Him. If you can believe in all things, if we believe all things about, because we don't believe, then we don't see no possibility, do we? Come on, Israel. That's why you don't see the ability of Yah. We got a good verbiage expression, don't we? But we don't see the possibilities because we don't believe. We don't believe. We do not believe. That's why he's going to bring fire down on this whore. Where are the men today? And Solomon, look, he found one. And he revisited the man of strength that from the beginning with Yah. Because you have not asked for things. You've asked how to go in before my people, how to lead them in the Torah. I will give you much. And when he began to disobey Yah, he fell from the mercies and the love kindness of Yah. And the man that he saw was that hidden man, that living power of this Torah, this Yeshua in him. You cannot fight a man. You cannot fight one. It was that man. It was the power of Yah. It was his Yeshua, his salvation to show him, I'm able to save. He is the only one that can save. And the woman didn't find one. A place whereby the pristine Torah of Yah abides. That her beauty is not some damnable exterior of expression, but it's the meekness of her lev, the tenderness of the kindness and of her hava toward Yah. The world has put into your damn minds, daughters, made out of Jezebels and delight in a Jezanite spirit. You're more concerned with what you think you look like, and you don't realize that you look like fools and wickedness. Feel the heart. Our image should be based upon Nishli 31, daughters.
And anything outside of that parameter, you're walking in a Jezebelite spirit. You ought to read it every day. She was such a daughter that scripture talks about her. That even we see the pattern of the Ruths and the Deborahs that had the same innate quality. And that's the truth. You fashion yourself after Mishli 31. Not after some Raquel Whore Welch. As some Brittany Jezebel putrefied dog. Not some after some effeminate Will Smith. Hallelujah.
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 But the book, we fashion ourselves according to the book. And our fashion is the book. What dresses us is the stroll. It dresses our mind. It dresses our physical being. We look like a bunch of misfits, full of wickedness and sin. Yah is not pleased with us. He is not pleased with us. If you continue to walk in your little damn superficial mind, He is not. He is not pleased. He does not take great delight among us. It is signs, my love. He does not. Don't tell me you have great ahava for Him. He's not even a part of your thought process. He is not a part of your meditation at all. Hallelujah. I want to continue on my message to lay a little foundation. That's all right. I don't have to feel no love or anything. I'm all right. And I like it when you're quiet because it lets me know you're guilty. Hallelujah. You see, that's what a guilty man, when he's honest, he just sits there and says, that's me. Sure it is, yeah. One that is arrogant, he boasts, well, it's not me. You know how you speak to your own mind? Yah speaks to Israel. He judges. He brings mishpatim only to Israel. He doesn't judge the world. He is not trying to correct the world. To hell with your sons, your wicked daughters, your mama. And all. He's not correcting them. He's correcting Israel. And Israel was birthed just like the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Gideonites, birthed just like them. And yet they were birthed from the bosom of a woman and man. But He elected them. He elected them. Just like you and your brother, your sister, but He elects that one. No one but that one. That's all I want Him. I want this one. That's how He does it, whether you concur or not. Whether you agree. Well, I pray for my sons and daughters where your prayer is not answered. Yahshua said, Abba, I pray not for the world. I don't even pray for this wicked generation. I pray that you keep them from the world. He declared unto the Abba, you have given them me. I have been faithful. I've kept them all except but the son. Listen now. We read that, but we're ignorant. But the son of perdition. You tell me that was one birth for hell. You tell me that Yehuda Iscariot, he was birthed for hell. You tell me this man was birthed for hell. He said, I've kept every last one of them except him. For you birthed him. You brought him forth for one purpose. That your honor shall be made known in the land. Did He not raise up Pharaoh for that one purpose? He gave him power and dominion. I believe what scripture says. The heart of the king is in the hand of Yah. And as He turns the rivers of water, so Yah turns the heart of the king. I love the way He turns the heart of Mr. Bush and his predecessor, Mr. Clinton, and Mr. Bush before him. He turns their hearts the way that He has chosen for a nation that has rejected truth and a people
that has much in abundance, spent more than the rest of the world. And this is an unappreciative, wicked, corrupt people. They're not satisfied with a little place to live. They want something to expose the lack of others. And that's what these whorehouses have taught us. Hallelujah. Yahshua taught us to give, and it shall be given back unto you. Yahshua taught us not to care for the things of this life, to set our affection on things that are above. He did not teach us to become in tune with this form of life. It is superficial. It is false. He saw that when Shaitan tried him, he says unto Yahshua, he says, as he took him up in the pinnacle and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. He said, all this is mine. Do you hear that? So he raises up the TD snakes, the jakes. He raises up the Creflo Dollars. Shaitan raised them up. He said, this is mine. I have the power to give and make rich. And you know that. Because it is delivered. Because it is delivered unto me. And I have the power to make rich, to reduce, to bring nations under total, chaotic, abject poverty. He said, there's one thing I want you to shahar. Not this thing we call worship. I want you to fall prostrate. When the last time you ever even did that? When the last time the name of Yah was a sweet, savoring, oozing of a fragrant flow of juices flowing from you? When was the last time Yahshua, just that name, causes the emotions to subside and the flow of His honor to flow? It doesn't even happen. But Walmart, Kmart does. We get excited about that. Hallelujah. You hear from your wicked sons and daughters, you get excited about their lies, don't you? This is a wicked generation. Hallelujah. Few are going to be saved. Hallelujah. You don't have to buy it. But very few are going to enter into the kingdom. There are not going to be many. There are not going to be many. And this superficial lie that we've been taught, it's a lie. It's a lie from the depths of hell. Few there be that enter therein. It's only going to be a few. That's why you've got to seek out and search the scroll for your salvation. And you better do it with whatever you think you ought not. But you better do it with fear and trembling. You better do it with fear. We don't fear Yah. Just be honest, and you don't even tremble. The wicked makes you tremble. The boss man, the job, the card collector, they make you tremble not to even answer the telephone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you don't tremble when it comes to Yah. There is no fear. There is no trembling. It is a superficial mindset, and Yah's going to bring it to hell. He's going to bring it down. He's going to destroy it. This nation is going to bring down. She's coming down. She is coming down. You can continue to trust in her superficial things. She's coming down. You don't have to buy it. I will save me from this untoward generation. I'm going to save me. I'm not trying to save her. If she is part of me, she will be saved. I want her to be my help meet. Help meet. That's why when you brothers find a wife, you that wait for a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has faith of you. Not just sex. Not just some sexual appeasing that will even last but a few minutes. He finds favor of Yah. And only then, my young son, will you enjoy the press of her youth. But her love will come from her press. You will sense her great love. Hallelujah. He called you that are true daughters of Tizayan. He calls your daughter. He calls your daughter to Zion. Daughters of to Zion. That is the greatest honor that one can ever have. There's no other honor
Hallelujah.
It is the truth. Let me proceed a little further, right? I know that I've kind of curtailed things for a moment, but I do want to get back to the message. I'm going to finish this today one way or the other, because there is so much that I really want to bring light to. I do want to start on this series, the beast government, the power that shall be and the power to come. And that's going to take a few months to finish that. But I want it to be very informative with understanding, with revelation and truth. Not something that you read from a dog like Kenny Hagin or Kenny Hagee, these false devils of hell. Not from that trash that they write. They have no perception of whom Yah is. They see things through a prism of darkness. They see the God of this world. That's what they see. They don't understand the Most High. They have no power of revelation at all. None. Tell me what seminary that Kephar Peter went to. There was only one that had the learned skills, and that was Shaul. And he had to go empty himself of all that damn trash he had learned, that he may know that one that spoke to him on the road of Damascus when he went to persecute the Israelites or the Kedoshims of Yah. And that's what this wicked spirit does today, this religious, vile nature of men. It brings those that are called of Yah, like it brings them under bondage and shackles. And so we have to tear the veneer, we have to tear that, take years to tear that trash away. And everything we judge is by that. Hallelujah. And so we listen to the opinions of others and not to the direct commands of Yah. We must listen to the commands, brothers and sisters. It's nothing to do with David Roberts. It all has to do with Yahweh. It is not my character, it's the character of Yahshua. It all has to do with Yah. It's not what I believe, but it's what he says. It's not what I think, but it's the revelation of what he commands us. It's not how I interpret it with some private interpretation. It is the revelation. That's what it is. What is that? It's the power of Yahshua revealed. Let me tell you something. These folks are there, well, I got revelation. There's only one revelation. The simplicity of revelation. It is just the fullness of the power of Yahshua's revealer. Was not Yakahan on the Isle of Patmos for one thing? The revelation of Yahshua. It is the revealed power of Torah that it becomes a lively institution in your life. These corrupt men, like they look in some kind of stratosphere. They make these gyrations with their expressions and their bodies as though that there's some kind of revelation coming. They're speaking something that is profound. They're speaking nothing. He was there for one thing. For the revelation. For the revelation. For the revelation, for the assurance of the Yisrael, that they can understand the full power of Yah. That they walk in that strength and that power. He was there for the revelation of Yahshua. Well, isn't that revelation given unto us in words? Is that Yahshua the living word of Yah? So that's what he was there for. Just for that. That's what revelation is. It is that power, it is that resurrection power of Yahshua that dwells in us. Hallelujah. And the witness of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Spirit of Yah. Hallelujah. That the witness of what he has written in us and Yahshua and the power of Yahweh's Ruach, it is his power. That's all the Ruach is. Not this crazy manifestation that we have been made known, this generation, this folly. That is not the Ruach of Yah. That is not the Spirit. It may be the Holy Ghost, but it is not the Spirit of Yah. Hallelujah. So the simple analogy of revelation, it is just Yahshua, the reality of whom he is. Yes, he is real. He is real in my being. For the word of Yah has touched me and made me complete. That's what Yahshua does. He comes to make us whole and complete. And we are made whole in him. It is the word that makes us whole and make us complete. It restores, it revitalizes. That's what the word of Yah does. Hallelujah. It will serve you well every now and then to go to it. And it will revive you and revive you in the midst of your troubles and complexities. Trust in Yah with all of your life. Let me go into this. I want to read this quickly in Yochanan. You know what it says. Yahshua spoke unto Thomas, Yochanan, John 14:6. Yahshua said unto Thomas, he says, I am the Emet. He said, I am the Derech. I am the way. It is. He said that I am the way. What way do we come unto Yah? Is there any way that we come unto Yah? There's only one way. Yahshua said, I am the way. Well, does the Torah teaches us how to come unto Yah? So he is the living word of Yah. He was in the bosom and the word of Yah was made flesh. And the word of Yah was made flesh. So he says, I am the Derech. It's not that's what the Torah teaches us. It's that does the Torah teach us the way unto Yah? Does it teach us the way to enter into the presence of Yah? So he declares, I'm the Derech, I'm the way. I'm the way that brings you to this revelation, the profoundness of the truth of Yah, that it become a vital access to one's life. It is not vital to us. If it was vital, we would not shun the commands of Yah. We shun them often. For we know that sin. We know that sin is the transgression of the Torah. Period. That's sin. You defy the Torah. So he declares unto us, I'm the way. Well, in order for Israel to know the way, Yah had to speak words unto them when they went into the wilderness. And it was the words that brought them into the way. There's a way that seems right unto us, doesn't it? Our philosophy, our thoughts, they always seem right, do they not? Your opinion about a brother, sister, your judgment, is it not always right? I've never seen a generation that loves to defend them. I'm set for one purpose, that's to defend Yahshua, the messenger of Yahshua. I'm not concerned about how people think of me, what they think. It makes no difference at all. I defend Yahshua. I defend Yahshua. I defend the living word. But I find in this generation, it is a generation without mushal, without instruction, without discipline. Because the first time you say something to someone, it is always that you're wrong and they are right. A wise man will always receive correction. We're a bunch of fools and we think we're wise. And you know why you think you're wise? Because you concede it. You concede it. A wise man will say, I didn't see that about me. Well, that's all right. To the pure, all things are pure. To those that are defiled and unbelieving, there's nothing pure that you say to them. Well, it's just not me, it's them. Yahshua says, I am the Derech. When they reviled him, when they spoke against him, he did not say a word. He did not open his mouth. Why? Because there was no guile in him. You're so full of your damnable wickedness, your guile. You always go, well, makes no difference whether this word intrigues you. But it was make the captive free. You're not a captive. You want to be free. It'll make you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I'm the Derech. I like that Arabic. It's Derech. I'm the direct way. There's no other way. You're not coming unto Yah without His living Torah. You're not going to stand in the presence of Yah without Torah. Hallelujah. You're not going to do the high priest. He cannot go beyond the veil and stand in the presence of Yah without the order of the Torah and the mandate that the Torah commanded. He cannot go there vile and filthy. He cannot go there filled with sin and corruption. He has to be right, elder. He cannot go wrong. Are we not Kohanim? Are we not priests? And we think we can offer offerings unto Him filthy, wicked hands, full of blood, full of sin, full of thievery. That is not the way of Yah. Yahshua came to make light, to give us light to the way of Yah. In our religious practices, we are walking in apostolic and baptism, Methodism, and Pentecostalism, holinessism, and they were all isms. That's all they were. They were formulations of doctrines by disgruntled men, some Jezanite woman. That's all it was. You say what you want to. And they created this deception and this falsehood. And one looks at one, she's a Baptist, I'm a Methodist. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost. Ha, ta, ba, ta, ta. He got that, ha, ta, ta. She needs to get right. You all don't see the hypocrisy of this damnableness and the wickedness of their vile doctrines? There's only one doctrine or indoctrination of truth. That's Torah. And that's what Yahshua is, the living word of Yah. That's what he is. Hallelujah. The Baptists make him to be one thing. Their Christo is different than the apostolic Christo. The apostolic Christo is different than other forms of apostolics. The Baptists, you got the Southern, the white, the black, the brown, the Indian, the Mexican Baptists. And they don't interact with each other because their Christo is different. And that is a fact. Yah said he is one. He is Ikhats. There's only one emerging. One Emunah. And one Most High. So Yahshua, the word of Yah, directs us. He is the Derek. He is the way. He is the truth. Now you cannot only define truth by one way. That's in Torah. It must be defined in the book. Not by Webster, but what the book says. And Yahweh says in 119, 140 Tehillim, Psalms, that the Sudiq of the Sudiqam, the righteousness of Yah, is from everlasting to everlasting. Is it so? And that his Torah is the truth. There is no other imat but the Torah of Yah. You're not going to find it in a man's doctrines. You're going to find the truth in Torah. So he says, I am the Torah. I am the living power. I am what Torah represents. I'm the fullness of Torah. So if you hear the words that I speak, I will bring you by the Ruah. I will bring you a revelation of life and the things I speak. The words that he speak, they were Ruach, they were spirit. And they were higher, they were life. And that's what the word of Yah does. It creates this exuberant joy, this exuberant delight in us. We are not a delightsome people. We don't delight in the things of Yah. We delight in pig feet and the slop of the world. We rather eat the swine's meat off the tables and out of the dens of wickedness. And that make us delight. We get happy from Walmart and Kmart. From the flea market, nickel dime. That's the truth. And some frock or some shoes some sissy has made. I will go ahead, my brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's kind of superficial because a man, the wife celebrates what they call the anniversary. He brings her gifts. 2 days later, she's raising hell with him. 3 days later, he's going out to committing adultery with someone else. Hallelujah. Jemaine's delight is in the beauty of his wife because she's submissive. She loves Yah. She submits to her head. And her delight in her husband, man, that even though he emotions may arise, he obeys Yahshua above her or anything else. If it's not that you are Isabel, you're Jezebel. You're an Isabel, you're Jezebel. I don't care who you are. Go to hell. Go to hell. That's what the delight in. That's some superficial false thing we call diamonds. That this world of beers have shaped your mind to believe that these are the friends of a woman. Nothing but a rock. Polish it up in you. This ignorant generation pays tens of thousands of dollars for it. Yah never names a diamond, does it? He named rubies. The pearls. And so this man has done a beautiful thing with marketing diamonds, hasn't he? And folks think they got something. Give me a ruby. Hallelujah. Pearl. I'd rather be a pearl. Unto Yah, that's the truth. So he declares that he is the Imat, and he is the life, and no man comes unto the Abba but by me. Now I'll ask you a question in your own mind. You answer it, and I guarantee you there will be different answers among us. He says that I am the life, I am the higher, I am the heart of Yah. And no man comes unto the Abba, no man comes unto the Mosa, but by me. Is there any other way that man could get unto the Abba but by the Torah? There was no other way. That's why Yah gave the Torah unto Moshe. He gave it unto Israel. Now these are the ordinances and the procedures whereby you will know that you're in my presence. The word of Yah has not changed. He has not changed one thing at all. There is no life without Yah. There's no power of life without Him. None whatsoever. So He says, I'm the life. I am the higher. I am the living word of Almighty Yah. There's no life without Him. Well, what is life? As I will reiterate, it says in Yochanan 1 and John 1, verse 4. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light to men. In him was life, and that life is the light unto men. Well, who is that light? Yeshua is the light of Almighty Yahweh. He cannot declare that he is the light unless he fits the protocol of Scripture. He must fit the protocol of Scripture. Look at what it says in Tehillim 27:1. Psalms 27:1. It says, Yahweh is my light. He is my salvation. He is my Yeshua. Does the word of Yah say that? Yes. That's who he is. David said, whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Do you understand that? What gives us strength today? Is it not the living word of Yah? If he does not reassure us by his living word, we have no strength. So he declares now, I know what doctrines teach. I will bring this clear to us, all right? I know how certain doctrines and certain forms of disobedience of man unto Torah, how they've established doctrines that are not based upon truth. Is it based upon their irrational emotions and their feelings and their disagreements with others? Is that based upon the agreements of Torah and truth? It is not, because Torah cannot contradict itself. There's so many doctrines they don't know. And I don't try to be combative, but I will sit down with any man and say, now let us see what this says here. Now let us look at this. We are omitting the most prominent thing to understand what Yah is saying. And we are trying to look through this prism that has been corrupt, this mind that has been corrupt by every kind of religious facade, every kind of religious prostitute has prostituted our minds. How do you know that? Well, you're taking a little bit from the Baptist way, taking a little bit from the Pentecostal, taking a little bit from the holiness, a little bit from the apostolic. We've been in every kind of whorehouse it is. And a whore always produced bastards. She produced illegitimate. There's no true father. There's no true Ahava. So that's what a whore always produces. That's what a whore produces, seed of bastardom. Illegitimate. That's all she produces. And that's all this religious whore has produced. Illegitimate renegades that rebel against anyone. You watch the little children, they're wicked as hell. They disobey parents. They're rebellious. I took the little girls up the other day, Omega and Hannah. And I took them with me the other day when I went to the store to purchase woods. Come on, girls, ride with me. And so I said to them, we're going to go in this place. I always speak to Mr. Larkott when I go into the center city. And so we went in his business. And of course, Omega, she sat down, crossed her leg. And Hannah, they all took a seat. You know the first thing out of this man's mouth, he said, look at that. He said, look at that. He said, who are these little ladies? These are yours? Yeah, they're mine. Sure they are. Hallelujah. He said, Pastor Roberts, he said, you don't even find this. The children have the ability to sit down and be quiet. He said, they come in here and they're like fools. Parents can't say anything. Parents say, ah, mama. Anytime a child do that, you whip the hell out of them. I'm telling you, parents, you can play around all you want to. Yeah, you take a rod and you drive that damnable thing out of them. I'm talking to you all. You don't let children do that. And that's what we have done to Yah, haven't we? Yah, I ain't gonna do it. I don't want to do it. So we have this illegitimate mindset. It's a retarded mindset. It's retarded. They say, you ain't my daddy. Oh, they're not going to tell me that. I know I'm not their physical father. I know that. Hallelujah. And so from the spirit of bastardom, you find this erratic, crazy mentality in this attitude. That's how we are. We are crazy against Yah. We rebel, don't we? You watch the little children, they rebel with vigor, do they not? You've never done that. You don't rebel like that with vigorness and animosity and hatred and hostility. Because you have no power of Torah. And that's a fact. That's what Israel did. They went, show us our sins. Show me what we have done wrong. You got all this on us. Show us. And yet he was the light unto their path. It was the words that he spoke unto Moshe that brought them through the path. It is the word that Yah has given unto us, the living word Yahshua, that bring us into the way. There are many that find this way. They're not finding it. You did not stumble on it. You did not find it. The light shone just like Shaul. When you're on your road to Damascus to find out that's the truth of Yah. Now just think how many of you ever fought against what the man of Yah speak from this roster. Come on, Israel. Because you didn't like it. It's only when the light of Yah shine upon you cause you to be blind. You're blinded. There's one thing that a blind person needs is a guide. And we need the guidance of Almighty Yahweh. We need Yahshua, his rod and his staff. Do you all hear that? It is the rod and the staff of Yah that comforts us. We despise the correction of Yah. We despise him drawing us back, don't we? That's what the staff is for. When you get out of line, to draw you back in line. We despise that. We don't want those things. We want a pompy, a superficial, religious feeling. You're not going to get that here. I don't bake those kinds of cakes. Hallelujah. I will bake you the showbreads. The showbreads. Hallelujah. I will bake you the showbreads. It goes in the bayat, the house of Yah. Hallelujah. I will bake you that bread. It is the living bread. His name is Yahshua. He said that I am the leshem. I'm the bread. I'm the bread. I give you that bread. There is no other bread. And then we said that Yah is my light. He is my Yahshua, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yah is my, he's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Whom shall I fear? Because I know that Yah is my strength. And again in Yochanan 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with. It shows you the position or the place of the Word. It was not a child there with Yah by the name of Yahshua. It says, and the Word was with. The position, the Word was with Yah. The Word was with. The Word was with Yah. And the Word was Yah. Well, what is that saying? It is saying that you must understand the Word of Yah. Yahshua is the, he is the Word that has come from his bosom. Do you have words in your mind? Is it a physical form? It is a concept, it's a thought, it's an idea there. And the Word was with him. And that's who Yahshua is. He is the Word. Yah can never be made. He is the Word that made flesh. It says, and the same was in the beginning with Yah. Because Yah is a Ruach, he is a spirit. No man can look upon him and live. And that is the truth today. He is a Ruach. We get into the kingdom, we're going to see Yahshua. Hallelujah. That's going to be the crown of Yah's authority. Is going to be Yahshua, brothers and sisters. Do you understand that? He is not that small. He formed himself into a little box. That's what we have done. Formed him to our own prisons. And the word says, so it was in the beginning with Yah. All things were made by him. Singular. All things were made by him. And without him was nothing made that was made. In Yah was life. And the light was the light to men. Is not Yahshua our light? That's what he was. He was the light to men. In Yah was life. In Yah, his word is life. His Torah is life. The words that I speak unto you, they are ruach, they are spiritual, and they are full of life. Why? Because it is Yah. It is Yah. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. This Torah was not given by some religious pontificator as the Pope of Rome. It was given by the mouth of Yah as he spoke unto Moshe. That's what it was given by. This word that we have beheld and seen and felt. It was not birthed by some mythical form or some religious type of order. It was birthed by the command of Yah that he sent the Melaka unto Miriam and say, you're going to conceive. That's how it was birthed. That's how the power of Yahshua is birthed in us, by the hearing of the word of Yah. That's why the enemy calls you to fight against truth and reject and resist truth. That's why the enemy calls us to resist the mushah, the instructions or the corrections of Yah. That's why he calls us to do that. Because it is in the power of this truth, it is the revelation of Yah. We can see who he is. And once we understand the power of this manifestation in Yahshua, then we can see the greatness of Yah. To us, Yahweh the Most High is not great. We say it with a verbal expression, but there is no action, or there's no live it personality that shows us that we believe that he is great. Our conversation shows us how great we think he is. The way we live shows us how great and awesome we think he is. He's not great to us. Because he is something that has been formed in our minds by this corrupt image. He has not been formed by the living power of his truth, Yahshua. His Torah has not formed this image in our mind. That's why we defy it. That's why we break it. That's why we don't walk in the perfect liberty of Almighty Yahweh. You up today and you're bound tomorrow. You're bound the next day and you're bound all week. You have no liberty. You're drawn by the world. The appetite of the world draws you. Their physical appearance, their false illusion draw you, and you think that they have it. That's sickening there. To me, that is one of the most juvenile things. You have no security. Hallelujah. I see a world that is broken, full of hellishness and wickedness, full of miseries and sorrows, homes broken like hell, unfaithfulness, uncommitment. That's what I see, sickness and disease, children given to hell, their daughters whores, their sons are effeminate perverts. That's what I see. I don't see a world that has what they esteem, Juliet or whatever the Jezebel's name, these Hollywood starlets. They go out of their way to see them, some football, basketball player, some man putting a ball in the hoop and drinking and getting drunk after that. That's what they esteem. I don't see no excitement in that. I esteem the Most High. I find excitement in that, in the promises of Yah. Why? Because there's one thing that I do know, my friends. You're going to die like me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. This life is going to end. You can beg and plead, but you're still going to die. That's a fact of the matter. That's a fact. And so I'd rather take delight in the promises of Yah than the promises of Sears and Roebuck. You got to go back to the days to understand that, all right? Then the promises of Sears and Roebuck. Do you all hear that? I'd rather take confidence in the promises of Almighty Yah. So in Yah was this life, and this life was the light to open up our vision to whom he was. Is that not what light does? Does it not dissipate all darkness? We have light in here. We may have shadows, but we can see everything in here. You could drop a pin on the floor. You could find it. In darkness, you cannot find it. And so that's what that life of Yah, that's what his life is. It is to bring light. It is to illuminate. It is cause the mind and the conscience to be aware of this one that made all things. Not through some form of evolution. Not through some boom. Some microbiotic. But it's through the power of his living word. He spoke, and the trees began to rise out of the ground and bearing fruits. Come on, Israel. He spoke, and the cow he formed, and the cow began to roam. That's what he did. And so that's what Yahshua is. He's the light. He brings light. The excellence of the presence of Yah reveals the power of the Most High. We're not at awe at even at the sky. We're not at all at even the sun, the moon. We're not even at all at the physical being of man that always bring me into a captive state. It always. The walk of man is a perpetual falling, and yet he walks upright. Now the monkey got to get down on all four after a while. The baboon and also the gorilla. But a man, he starts on four. And he walks upright. He never goes back to the four. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Now this thing here is nothing but a glob of cholesterol, fat, and water. And yet it is the centrality, it's the central thing of life. This is where the word of Yah courses and calls the heart to be shapen. It reveals the power and reveals unto us the brilliancy of His light that shines. Man can look at an array of colors and he is just aghast with that, isn't he? Oh, look at those colors. I'll never forget. Evangelist Hartsfield said to me 25 plus years ago. He said to me, Brother Roberts, I want to tell you something. He said, the spectrum of the colors of Yah, they are so profound that even the visual eye of man cannot even detect it. It cannot even perceive it. Have you ever seen pictures of the ocean with fish and coral reefs that is so beautiful that have been taken by digital cameras? Don't you know some of those cameras will show 300 million colors? How can you have 300 million? And man can detect that. What do you think a ray is with Yah? And you see the beauty of that and you're just overtaken by that. You look at certain birds and the colors in those birds are so brilliant and so beautiful. You just become, my, how can this be? And the colors are so vivid and alive. And the awesomeness of a little thing like that. And the beauty of the colors that emanates from that little thing. What is Yah? See, we can't see the beauty of Yah because our minds are so, they're so seared. They're so clogged with worldliness and wickedness that the light of Yahshua cannot shine through. It cannot shine through at all. When this darkness, we're in a darkness that scripture calls it Hoshaka. Hoshaka, it is a darkness that can be felt. And when you shine light in that, you can't even see the light. You cannot even see the light. They call it, Dr. Hawkins there in London, he calls it the dark hole. That even light cannot penetrate it. It cannot even shine through it. It cannot. The stars that light cannot even penetrate the star. Do you all hear that? The light cannot even penetrate. It cannot even go through it. It reflects it. It reflects it. Light cannot go through. That's this generation. The light of Yahshua doesn't shine in this generation. That's why you that have something, you better hold on. You better hold on. You better hold on. Because we have not hit the rough patches of the sea yet. You have not. And if you can't stand in these light afflictions, you're not going to stand when the trials are great. Don't tell me during tribulations, you're going to stand. You're not. You're going to curse Yah and you're going to die. Just like Eeyore's wife said, curse him and die. You're going to do that. You not have not even sensed the great trials that shall try you. He told us we will suffer. Many are the affliction of the Siddiq. And we're not being afflicted much, are we? Because we're lazy, we're shiftless. And we don't want to walk in the truth of Yah. We don't want to know what He says. That's why I delight when any man stands here and gives me a word. I don't care how simple it is. I don't care of his speech. As long as it's the truth. As long as it's the truth. I delight in truth. Because it does one thing for me. Can I tell you what it does? It corrects me. It corrects me. It corrects me. It corrects me. It judges me. It sets my feet aright. That's what the Torah does. Hallelujah. And sometimes brother may speak, they don't understand the nuances that are coming out of their speech because they are so in tune with trying to appease the ears of the hearers. I will, my brother. They're so in tune with trying to appease the ears of the hearer that it sounds appropriate, proper, and correct. That they don't even sense the nuances of strength and the saying because they have ears to hear, but they cannot hear. It doesn't concern me one bit at all how you interpret what I speak. And if you're not led by the Ruach of Yah, you're not a son. And if you're in a place where our matters are false, vile thing, raise up a hell, you will run. You will run. You will run for your life. And if you're in a place where he speaks with the directive of Yahweh the Ruah, then you better hear. And when you hear, you better obey. Because if you don't obey, he's going to curse. Yah has not changed. He's the same. Hallelujah. He is the same, brothers and sisters. The scripture says in Yochanan chapter 1 verse 5, I stop there. It says in Yochanan chapter 1 verse 5, and the light shines into Hoshach, darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness cannot understand the light of Yahshua. That's why our minds are so filled with darkness, and the enemy has shaped our minds. I'm going to have to teach on that in great details, how that the world has bewitched the minds of the people. And so it has brought us into this enclave of darkness. And so everything that we see it obscurely, because we don't have the light of this righteousness of Yah, and that is the viable testimony of Yahshua shining in us. So we gauge things by this dark perception that we look at it. We can't see it clearly. And so we internalize it through this modem of darkness. And it never brings light out. You cannot take something corrupt and add it to something that is pure and pristine and think it is not going to be corrupt. You cannot take the pure word of Yah and try to take our religious learnings and try to apply those principles to that and think that it's going to produce the light. It's not going to produce that living testimony. The testimony among these whole houses, among us, it is not one that is of life. It is not a testimony of life. It does not speak of the excellence of Yah. It speaks on the lust of man. That quote, I want to say that quote, God, thank the Lord Jesus. He blessed me with this. He gave me this. And honey, he gave me a big house. And I got a new car. That's lies. And David said that it is your testimonies of the power of your might up to Israel, bringing them out of the bondage of darkness and causing the light Yahshua to shine in the midst of them, that they will be emanating with the power from above high. That's the testimony. And Yah is real. Not that a car supersede the testimony of Yah. Job, I got a job. Oh, Yah gave me the job. He gave you nothing. How did he give you that when you're not even faithful? Come on. The ashes of Yah caused no sorrow. That was no blessing of Yah. That's your wickedness. You probably lied on the application. Dress it up, make yourself look nice. Come on, you hypocrites. You never fill out an application for a job. You know you made things look right and nice. It's not a one of you all. Overqualified yourself. Come on. Just be honest. That's the nature of the worldly mindset. And to say we have not done that, you're liars. We all are. Have you done it, preacher? Well, sure I have. But I got employed at IBM. I dressed that thing up. You know why they call me in for an interview? Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why? The first thing they said, your penmanship, you wrote this? Sure I did. Sure. I can write with my left hand with my right hand. I said, sure. And they were all at the penmanship. But of course, the application was fudged up. Add a little this. Forgive me, Yah. Forgive me, quote, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. And for us to sit here and say we haven't, we're liars. We're flat out liars. And the truth of Yah is not in us. It is one thing that Yah will always do. He will deal with the corrupt thing that is in us, Israel. And there are hidden things in us that we just do not see and we don't identify. That's why you got to get the light to shine. You got to let that light shine down deep, brothers and sisters. We got to get this word deep in us, that those little hidden things in us will not, those little hidden darkened seeds that wait for the first rain to come, they will not rise up and choke out the word of Yah. But we must be just brutally honest with ourselves. And to say that we have not practiced those forms, we are dishonest. The best of the CEOs practice that. We can see that with those in the Senate and congressmen and women. They forge their resume and make it look spartan. He put things in there that know that no one is not going to check on it. They give them high visibility. And anyone that has worked on a job has done that. Hallelujah. They've done that. Hallelujah. In our daily verbiage, we say things or we amplify things in the way that we shouldn't do it. We add verbiage and superlatives to make it look more exciting, to make it look more rosy. Instead of saying, Jack said no. Well, you know, Jack said, well, he had this expression. Well, that's what Jack just said, no. And that's the way we do things. Well, I believe Yah said that, but now I just want to say this. No, 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 that's what he said. Oh, I believe that. You're a liar. You don't believe it. Just be honest. Just be honest. And then when one is honest, then maybe Yah can deal with one. When you become honest enough, when there's integrity in Israel, then maybe Yah can deal with us. He's got to straighten us out first. Hallelujah. He's got to put the rod. And I'm glad he has a rod. Are we sons of Yah? He receives us today. So every son that he received, he chastened and he scored. Be time? Okay. So he put the rod to our hips. He stripped us down to make us naked. That's what the word does. It shows you what you are. That's what it shows us. We are a naked, unclean thing. We're an unclean thing undone. We need Yah's help. We need the light of Yahshua to shine. We need this living word to shine deep in us. We need to find out every little thing that corrupts us, alter our mindset, our thoughts. We need that, brothers and sisters. I don't want to die without the knowledge of Yahweh. I'm honest with you. I don't want to die that way. There's no other reason for me to live but this assurance that I get from the stroll. Nothing else. What if I gain the world? I lose my soul. What have I gained? Really nothing. If I have tens of millions of dollars, I'm going to still die. The rich die and the poor. And they're equal in death. Because the rich is forgotten, so is the poor. Hallelujah. They're all forgotten, brothers and sisters. So we must live as unto Yah. I'm living to live. I want to see His face. I want to see the face of Yahshua. I'm living to live. Hallelujah. And this is the bread that feeds us daily. And you're not going to be strong without eating this bread daily. You're not going to have the strength that you need. You're going to have a superficial strength, but it's not going to be the real strength. You're not going to be able to combat the enemy without feeding yourself with this living bread. We feed ourselves with biscuits, wonderful peach cobbler, beautiful striper, bass, and all of those things. Yet we go and we slumber. But this is what gives us life here. The word of Yah. You got to eat this living bread. You got to eat the body of Yahshua. His body is meat indeed. What is his body? The word of Yah. You must eat that daily. You got to eat that. That's the best diet that one could ever discipline themselves by. You don't have to worry about eating this and that. Eat this. This will discipline your mind, your walk, your body, your thoughts, your ideas, your concepts. It will discipline your life. It brings about a change. It always began here. It's a sweet thing to see the sun rise in the morning. And that's what this light does. When the light of the living word of Yahshua shines at you, it brings about a radical change. Your emotions change. Your depression, it fades away. It fades away. Your oppression. The reason we oppress and depress and suppress is because we're not into this. Hallelujah. You must see what the word of Yah says. We must. This must be our daily bread. Give us our daily bread. Daily bread. Hallelujah. This you got to have whether you have grits in the morning or not. You got to have this. This you got to have whether you have a bagel and sour cream or not. This you got to have. This is your daily staple of life. You got to have this. And the enemy has caused us all to be anemic because we don't like this daily bread. We like gossip and folly, but we don't want this daily bread. Hallelujah. I'm getting sidetracked, but that's all right. Yah works out all things for His purpose. Hallelujah. All right. All things for His purpose. For we know that all things work for the good of them They love Yah. We call according to His purpose. Then this will work for His favor too, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read a little farther. There's so much to this. And I simply want to touch on things that will cause you to continue in the light of truth. And David says in Tehillim, Psalms 43. He says unto Yah, he says, O Yahweh, 43 verse 3. He says, send out your light, your ur, your enlightenment, your knowledge, your spiritual guidance. He says, send out your light and your truth, your imat. He said, let them lead me. Now, this is what David said. That we know that Yahshua is the light of Yah. He is the life, and in that life was light. And we know that Yahshua is the Word made flesh. And we know that the Torah of Yah is His imat, His truth. So He said, let them lead me. Yeah? Let them bring me to your Kadosh Hill and to your tabernacle. We know that the Word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, is a lamp unto our feet. And the Word of Yahweh is a light unto our pathway. Yahshua is the light that enlightens us into the derech or the path that brings us in the presence of Yah, that we can enjoy the fullness of Omar Yahweh. In the presence of Yah is fullness of joy, and in His right hand there are pleasures evermore. Why is it that this religious world, only when someone dies, they go to the Torah and comfort one, and that is just pertinent for death? There's not a funeral in America that they don't go and read Psalms 23. They read that. If that is validity now, it has always had great validity. It is truth. They read it, but they truly do not read it. They don't read it. And so they withdraw things out of the old covenant to establish a corrupt doctrine, and yet they reject the Torah of Yah. So it is the light, it is the Torah, it is His truth. It is the light of that Torah that guides us. Yahshua is the living Word of Yah. He is the truth of Yah. He is the power of His faithfulness, His Amen. That's what Yahshua is. And from that, this power of light resonates. It shines and gives us hope. Reveal the promises of Yah unto us. We're not children that are walking in darkness. As we see the light, let us walk ye in the light. As you understand the Torah of Yah, walk in the Torah. How do we do it? Well, by the power of His Ruach, His Spirit. You don't resist truth. You don't resist what Yah says. And we are people that combat. We are very combative. Hallelujah. We are that way. We're very combative. We're not combative against one another. We're combative against Him. And that is just a reflection as how we deal with each other. You don't trust Him, so you don't trust one another. Hallelujah. David says that send out your light. And Yahshua, the Word of Yah, speaks in Yahkahan, John 12:49. Yahshua speaks, he declares, for I have not spoken of myself. Yochanan, John 12:49. Is that not what he says? He said, for I have not spoken of myself, but Yahweh the Abba, which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say. Is that what he says? So he was commanded what he should speak. He gave him a commandment, and what I should speak. Verse 50. And I know that his mitzvah, his commandment is what? Life. It is life, everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as Yahweh the Abba said to me, so I speak. That's why I speak it.
Now this cannot be made known unto us unless there's a revelation of Torah to that, is it? Now someone of you, one of your brothers, turn to Tehillim Psalms 27:1. Find that quickly and stand up and read that for me. This is why David says this in Tehillim Psalms 27 and verse 1. If you find that, stand up and read it for me. All right, let him read it for me, Brother Yosef. Come on, Brother Pat. Yahweh is what? He is my light. He is my light. In him was life, and the life was the light to the world. Who was in him? Yeshua. He is the word that was in Yah. He is the word made flesh. In him, read again, brother. Yahweh is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So is Yahshua the living word of Yah? Do we have confidence in that word? Toda, my brother. Is that the strength of assurance for our salvation? There is no other light that has shined unto men. And this is the light that Yah has caused to shine unto us. Yahweh is our light. He is our life. And in him is the light of the knowledge of his truth. And Yahshua is the light of whom Yah is. You cannot see Yahweh unless you see Yahshua. You cannot, I don't care what those that call themselves Yahdims and their traditions and their edifice, it has no power at all. You cannot see the power of Yah unless you see the light. You must see the light. And Yahshua is the light of Almighty Yah. In that light is light. They can have their relics and all they want. It means nothing. It has no power. It is formality. It is a show. But it has no power at all. They can wear their pilasteries. They can do it all. But it has nothing. Why? Because scripture points us to something. I want to read this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something that is scripture. That I wrote. And it says here in the book, it says that when the rich young ruler came unto Yahshua, and he asked him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Yahshua spoke unto him and says unto him, what does the commandments of Yah say? What do the commandments of Yahweh command you? He said, then if you want eternal life, then you do what the commandments of Yahweh commands you. There is no eternal life outside of the parameter of the commandments of the mitzvah of Yah. We have been deceived, brothers and sisters. Religion gives you a little feeling on Sunday to make you feel well. But what the righteousness of Yah does, it brings light unto whom he is. And he becomes real unto us. We will sing the song, yes, Yah is real. I can feel him in my inward parts. I know he is real. Well, he is not reality unto us because we have this diluted conscious of perception of him that he is not real. We don't believe his judgments are real. We don't believe what he says. We don't believe that. We sidestep what he says. He says, he commands us. We sidestep it for our own emotions and our own feelings. But we say we love him, don't we? We're liars. We don't love him. We say we love him, keep not his commandments. We are those that walk not in the truth of Yahweh at all. We're not walking in the truth. We're walking in lies. And we're not walking in his emat. Scripture says, hallelujah. I want to read this. It says here in the book of Yochanan, 1 John. As the Shulishim, as he speaks unto the assembly of believers, those purchased by the dam of Yahshua, this testimony of evidence before them that he was trying to, among them, to promote the sincerity of the Shalom of Yah and the joy
to have this viable living testimony. When one has the testimony of Yeshua, you can look at their expression and you will know that they have the joy or the viability of the joy of Yah in them. We look at each other. Come on, just look at your neighbor. Just turn to someone. Turn to someone you're not familiar with. You do that because that's your son or your daughter, your wife. But just turn to someone you don't know. Come on. No, just look there. Do you see the strength of Yah there? You see the strength of Yah? Yeah, I don't see it here. In any of us. You speak because of respect to person. You speak that because you have respect. And say, yeah, I see it. It's an elder Biden. It's an elder Biden. It's an deacon Horn. Nah. We do it because of respect to person. That's why we do it. He's a deacon. Nah, that means nothing. He's a pastor. That means nothing. Don't mean nickel with a rat's dung. We speak because of emotions. We speak because of feelings. That's how we speak. But it's not something that resonates. We speak because of perception. But a man that has the spirit of Yah, the law of the Ruach, he judges all things. And he judges by the Torah of Yah. We've all missed the mark. We've all fallen short. We just don't have that innate power that resonates from us. And that's the fact. The fact of the matter. We might as well be totally honest. We may come up from the state of mind that we're in. It's almost like that we're so superficial. We tell lies. How do I look? You look nice, but I don't like that. Well, you just said I look nice. You said you look a mess. I said to my wife for the month, I said, you look a mess in that. She said, Pastor Robert, I knew you were. I said, well, I tell you, you look like a tacky. You look a mess. What do you do? I wear the same thing over and over. I wear the same thing. Throw a pair of blue jeans and a shirt. I said, it's not anything that makes me. It is Yah that makes Yisrael. So my perception is not based upon a fancy suit. That's not it. My strength is not based upon that. When I deal with men, they know they're dealing with a man. Period. And you will think about Yah. He's brutally honest with us. He tells us that you all have sinned. All fallen short. Go cleanse yourself. You sinners. Purify yourself. And so our perception of one another upon this imagery that we have of each other, say, well, oh, he's not, yeah, I see the power of Yah. You see nothing. You see nothing. He's not far among us. That's why Yah raised up the Nobi. Our only strength is that we have the living word. That's it. And because Yahshua lives, then we can face the opposition of tomorrow. Don't tell me you have strength. Sometimes you don't have strength to pray. You don't have strength to come to the tabernacle. Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't pretend. Just be real. You come in here, it's just an action or movement. Hallelujah. And so that's why the letter was written by Yahkahan to promote the joy, the strength of the living testimony. I believe what the word says, and when I enter his house, I'm going to sing. Hallelujah. I'm going to rejoice. Oh, I'm going to do that. Do you feel like I have that? He commanded me just to rejoice. What has that to do with me, how I feel? But then again, he said, rejoice. Then rejoice. How? Just do it. So it has nothing to do with my emotional handicaps. It has to do with all what the word of Yah says. And so we must be brutally honest. The word of Yah is brutally honest with us. All this word does is judge, correct. Every time it judges, it cuts, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So if it cuts me, it cuts you. Then it lets us know we're not fitted in the place that Yah intends for us to be. We're not in Yahshua like we ought to. Hallelujah. The generation that we are offended by the honesty and things that are direct. It is that what shapes and molds one and builds strength and character. That's what builds one. Even when Yahshua said that this bread is not meant for the dog, the woman said, truly it's so. I know I'm a dog, but if you just let me eat the crumbs, that would satisfy me. He said, my, 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 my.
She did not say, who are you to call me a dog? Now, you just don't know, honey. I was born in the royal house of Sithenia. You don't know me. Hold up, mister. No. Honey, you're not, you don't know who you're messing with now. Baby. No. You barked up the wrong tree now. You call me a dog? You call me a dog? No, baby. You could have said that to them over there, honey. But I got pedigree, baby. No, baby. No. We're going to talk a little bit. You see, that's how we respond. She says, sure. You're right. I understand. But if you just allow me to eat the crumbs, that's enough. That's enough. Until we're not honest with ourselves like that. I've been a liar, y'all help me. I've been false with my brother. We're not honest like that. I've shown malcontent, discontent. I show my partiality. We're not honest like that. I don't like this brother, this sister because of my own wickedness. You're not honest enough. And you're going to die miserable as hell. You're going to die in your sickness. You got quiet, didn't you? In truth, yeah. We're not honest enough. So be honest. As Yahshua is with us, He gives us the honest truth. I'm going to read this and I'm going to close, all right? I didn't stay on the message, but that's all right. A little bread and a little water, we will eat from this, all right? I will tell you, I have not studied. I have looked at scriptures and I have pondered. But I was just not certain what to speak today. And sometimes, Yah, He does it that way. Hallelujah. For people that have abused His truth, and we have abused it, when He shows us His mercies and His kindness, it says in 1 John chapter 1:1, that which was from the Bereshit of the Bereshite, from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, whom we have looked upon, our hands have handled the word of life. We have declared unto you this Torah of life, Yahshua. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. And we bear witness and show to you that eternal life, which was with, and the word was with, Yah, the function, the indication of where this word was, and we, which was with the Abba, and was manifest to us through Yahshua. He says, we announce to you that which we have seen and heard, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with Yahweh the Abba and with His Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. And these things are right, or these things write we to you, that your joy may be empty, that your joy may be full. See, now if you hear this, then there ought to be a fullness of the joy of Yah. And you will know that is there because when you hear the word of Yah, it causes the old man to agree, Yah. It causes, as the old folks would be in what they call the old man corner, they would, preach it, that's right. When the correction comes, that your joy may be full. And it's one thing that light does, it brings about a joy like nothing else. Is that not the truth? Sure it does. You can be miserable upon your bed, sickly. But it's something you can stare at the window all night. And as you began to see the sun rises, it began to alter everything. It began to change your mood, your thoughts, your attitude. It began to create a little hope, a little joy in you. It began to alter everything. That's what the light does. And when this light of life began to shine from us, it creates a whole different perspective and attitude. Not just in you, but those that sense the greatness of the light of this revelation of Yahweh that is in us. We are cloaked, and this light has been covered by our own corruption and sins and our tradition and our wickedness, whereby no one can even see the light. We can't even see it.
It's one thing that light does. You do things much better in the light. I don't care whether you're exercising, whether you're working. It is just the natural biological body mechanics. And it works better. You drive better. You can see clearer. You understand your perception is keener, is sharper. We have the light of Yahshua, our spiritual perception. They're sharper, they're keener. We are in tune with the word of Yah. Because we have not the power of this light and darkness emanating us, we can't see the word clearly. Our understanding is not fruitful. We don't have the fullness of His joy. Our actions are superficial. They're false. They're based upon respect of person, respect of ideas. I care about what the scripture says. Hallelujah. That means nothing. I don't care about your feelings. Your emotions mean nothing to me. Period. I care about what the word of God says. You can get all emotional all you want. You parents, have you had children to fall out? And you just looked at them and said, all right, that's all right. When you get up, I got something for you. You take the rod and you skin that butt. Hallelujah. You whip that butt. That's what the word of Yah says. May Yah barak you. We told the Yah for that. May He strengthen us all, you that are listening by the live stream. Ah, man, the place would be packed out. Wouldn't have room. Woo! But Yah knows all things. You that are listening, may He barak you this day and strengthen you. There are those that are very faithful to the work share, their gifts and offerings. We do bless you all. They're very kind and very faithful. There's a sister, Sister Velma, there in Louisiana. She's a very precious sister. Her gifts, her kindness. Sister Mariana there in Indiana. And there are many of the brothers and sisters, your gifts. Brother Paul Nissan, I was talking with Elder Thomas about Brother Paul Nissan. I wish I'd have brought the letter he wrote. He said, Pastor Roberts, he said, well, every time I listen, I'm enlightened even the more. And the words, he said, don't stop preaching the way you preach. Keep preaching it like this. He says, and Brother Paul Nissan travels the world. He's gone away from home most of the year. And here's a man that reproved him. He's listening. And he said that day in your office was one of the most radical transformations of my life, Pastor Roberts. Because the preacher does not back down. You understand? And he writes me the other day, he said, Pastor, I was in Calgary, Canada, doing a speech. He said, and everywhere he goes, he tells the people, listen to this preacher right here. Just listen. He said, I was in Calgary, Canada, and I was doing a seminar there, speech, and there was a family, and I told them, listen to this preacher. And he said, I'm telling you, they are hooked. They're already hooked, Pastor Roberts. It's a great delight. Just keep preaching the way you preach. And you must understand that Brother Paul Nissan was brought up in what we call, quote, a Jewish home environment, unquote. When I first met him, his handshake was shoddy and his embracing was snap. Now when he sees the preacher, when he embraced me and he puts his arms around me, there's something of strength. I hate a wimpy hug and a soft sponge handshake. You gonna hug me? Hug me. Give me no chump hug. I'm a man. Tell them I'm hugging a man. But you better hug me right. I hate the most spongy hugs. I want something. They're superficial. Yeah. Nah, put something here, man. Put your chest up to mine. Let me feel that. Come on. That's what I want. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want to feel it. Don't you wives want a hug from your man like that, your husband? You want to feel that thing? I want to feel it from my brother. Come on. That's a trustworthiness there. That's, come on. When a man doesn't hug, he doesn't trust, he gives you a superficial hug. Hey, brother. When a man hugs you, you know you're getting a hug. Hallelujah. Man's man. Don't find too many men that are that's a man's man. Come on, Brother Patrick. We bless you all again that are listening on the live stream. We wish you all were here with us. Cause His light to shine upon us mightily. May He help us all. We need that help, brothers and sisters. Let us stand to our feet. Yabarakyo. Hallelujah. Come on. You that are listening, Shalom Yisrael, we are Hava, we love you in Yahshua. May His Eshah, the blessings of Yah, fill the house of Yisrael. This is for Yisrael. Come on. Delight in Yahshua, the revelation of our Abba. We pray for Israel. We told you for the many that have joined us today on the live stream. And all of our brothers and sisters gathered in the nations around the world on the Shabbat. Strengthen us, O Yah, for we need you. Bless us all and keep us. Take your people home safely. Protect them all, we ask. in the most magnanimous and excellent name, Yeshua HaMashiach. And the house of Israel cried, Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.